This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, after the first break, we'll be joined by David Fisher. You need to know what's going on in the stock market. You need to know what's going on with your finances. I don't care if you only almost have two nickels to rub together, but you need to go what's going on. David always gives us great information. He's called it a half a dozen times as to what's going on in the market, what's going to go on with the market, if you would. So be with us, because I think you're going to learn so much from it. All right. I like to do some of the crazy stuff, partially to get your blood pumping. Get you rolling. We're going to talk about what's going on in Syria in the third hour. But in this first segment, I'm going to do everything I can to make you crazy, because this is where your tax dollars are going. This is where you're sending kids to school to learn about all this stuff, and it figures it's out of California. Now, a discussion that's scheduled for later this month at California State University, San Marcos, they appear slated to delve into the wild world of animal-based sex. That's right. I know there's probably a few of you out there that really thought Fido was good-looking when you were about 16. But really, this is like, disgusting. The event, Furries versus Pet Play, is one among many slated as the campus marks Gay-prol. Every chance you get, huh? I mean, serious. Come on, think about this. Don't they have Gay Pride Month? It's June. I think President Obama signed that into law or something. So the event, Furries versus Pet Play, is slated on campus in Gay-prol. Build on the school's website as the month-long campus-wide celebration of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, and ally community. Although we learned, what, 2 weeks ago that ally, you're really not an ally if you think you are. So apparently we don't know what the heck we're doing. A brief description of the 50-minute discussion set for April 25th at the campus LGBTQA Pride Center states on the university's website, how much do you know about these two groups? Do you know that these are two different fish in a pond? Come find out why this is on this weekend. Online definitions of furries varies, but basically it's a group of people who enjoy dressing up in human-sized animal costumes. They need to reach out to that girl that thinks she's a cat. She doesn't have a human costume. I mean, animal costume. She thinks she's a cat. They like to call themselves a community, and often get together through large conventions. Not all furries turn their fascination into a sexual thing or have sex in their costumes, but most do. Pet Play, on the other hand, is described online as a subculture within the BDSM world, and you'll need to look that up, in which a person likes to pretend to be an animal and engages in submissive and other animal-like behaviors, in part to enjoy and achieve sexual gratification. Because I know for me, I always like acting like a lion and ripping the skin off my wife. It's just very exciting. Likewise, the other person gets arousal when their partner role plays as a pet. Sometimes people use animal tail butt plugs in this capacity to heighten their sexual enjoyment. Don't. I've been shot. Now, Cal State San Marcos Media Relations Office on Monday rebuffed the ignored several calls and multiple email requests for comment in the nature of pet play discussions and what specific role it serves in educating and supporting its students. I mean, this is like they go to this big playground that costs you 50, 60 grand a year. What are they learning? Can you imagine when this guy goes out for a job? Yes, I excelled in wearing pet costumes and having sex with myself. That's right. I got an A. Got an A plus. Would have done better, but they wouldn't let me use a real animal. The student altered. God, that was bad. The student who alerted the college fix to GayPro, who wished to remain anonymous, said they felt the observance is a waste of taxpayer dollars, calling it ridiculous. I agree with him. In addition to Furries versus Pet Play, the campus this month will host Pride Fest, Take Back the Night, Color Out Hunger Run, pridefully political activist training, and a queer people of color discussion. Don't these sound, all these things, don't these sound like things you would expect to hear on a college campus? Or a nut house? Which one? I don't understand. The documentary Raising Zoe, which celebrates a 13-year-old trans activist encouraged by her mother and older sister to fight school officials for the right to self-identify, will also be screened. Another event will discuss queer parenting. You know, I wonder if anybody, see, because the other side won't let you talk about it, but I wonder if anybody would ever allow you to sit down and get, maybe that's a discussion I'll have with myself someday. What do you think? All right? But I mean, it's a self-identifying thing. Believing you're something you're not. That leopard person. I would love to have them on the show. Go, wait a minute, hold it, stop. And lay it all out for them in a scientific way so they don't say, well, that's your Christian upbringing. That's why you don't like that. All right, go throw up. Come on back. Swish some water around your mouth, you know. David Fisher will join us after the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, David Fisher's going to join us. You know, I tell you on a regular basis, you got to know about your finances. I don't care how much money you have or don't have. You can always, and you know, people with money are smart because they know how to reach out to others to get the information they need. They know how to listen. They know how to pay attention. Anyway, let's jump right on it because I don't want you to miss nothing, as we say.
Yeah, CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always learn quite a bit when David's on the show with me. David, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for having me on your show once again.
Always a good time. David, the stock market, a couple of days ago, it was in the red, and you know, we have certain people that would love just to beat up on that and say, look, the party's over. It's, you know, it's on its way down now, and you know, the sky is falling all over again. And today it's up. I mean, this, you can't take a day-to-day or day-to-day events, can you?
No, I think we need to look at it this way. Like we're flying and the buckle your seatbelt sign comes on. The captain comes on and says, I've turned the seatbelt sign on and it's going to be a little bit of bumpy ride, some turbulence, but we're going to get to our destination at such and such a time. I think that's how we need to look at this environment right now. The markets are going to be volatile. It's going to move up or down based upon the news of the day. If it's good news, the markets are going to be up. If it's not any news or neutral, no news, the market will be neutral. If it's bad news, then the market's going to be down. And we're going to have all three of those environments this year, and the markets are going to be a little bit turbulent. But we're going to get to our destination. We're going to be in a bull market in stocks this year. We're going to be in a bull market in gold. I don't think the stock market is going to move at the same level that it did in November and January. Those were unprecedented movements, and that's not normalcy as much as we would like it. That's not what is normal. We're more in a normal market now, just with some turbulence. But it's not going to crash.
No, and you've got to accept... I mean, got to expect, not accept, but expect with a president or this kind of president, especially where there's nothing. We don't have any historical information on how it might go with a non-political or political president. So, you know, again, I sit back here. I'm not smart enough to understand how the market works in total, but I've got to think there's some, you know, leeway there because of who's sitting in that chair right now. Am I off?
No, you're totally right on. It's exactly what I've been saying at the beginning of this year, not just on your program, but a lot of national radio programs. I've been saying expect a bull market in gold because we have a business president, but expect a lot of uncertainty because he's not a political president. And he doesn't have the political experience or savvy, and in some aspects that might be good, and others it works against him.
Yeah, I like the freshness. I don't mind the mistakes that he makes or the small mistakes he makes. He's got people around him that can help him, if they're willing to help him push through this stuff. But I tell you what, I'm enjoying having more and more non-political people in office. I think it just makes for a better running the country a little better because we get stuck. They've been stuck in that political rut for so long. The Deutsche Bank, we've talked about that a half a dozen times, at least on this show. And does it really have any effect on our market? Is anybody really watching it? Because that's a really big deal with the challenges they have right now, isn't it?
Well, I don't pay lots of attention, but it's always there. If I was cooking, it's on the back burner of the stove because it's the same size or slightly larger than J.P. Morgan. So J.P. Morgan is the largest bank in the United States by volume, and Deutsche Bank is still in trouble. In fact, their troubles just keep dominoing on them, and at some point, if they can't get through all this, they could have a severe downturn. And if that happened, this would be a bigger financial calamity than what we experienced in 2008. So this is why we watch Deutsche Bank. Specifically, what they're going through now is they're trying to raise $8.6 billion by selling shares of their stock at a discount at 35%. I announced this before on your program because they made the announcement back on March 19th. Well, since then, their stock is down now 18.5%. It's been down a little bit lower than that, but they have a recovery going on today of a couple percent. But overall, they haven't even announced the rollout of this. So they need to raise this because they have massive fees that they got to pay out to the Department of Justice. So, you know, we're keeping an eye on them at all times, because if their stock drops 60% more, they could definitely be in trouble. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when they actually roll out this mechanism of raising $8.6 billion, which is a lot of money for their company. They've done a lot of different things to cut back and not give bonuses out, but now, you know, they're going to the market. They said they weren't going to, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens to their stock coming up.
You know, I was thinking about them and you the other day when I heard that, who was it? Honda, I think it is, or one of the car manufacturers was getting fined, or the government was thinking of fining them in the billions of dollars
because they, you know, they played games with the emissions.
Volkswagen. Volkswagen did that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's a whole heck of a lot of money on top of them having to fix all those cars. You know, does the government ever sit back and think of what they're really doing to a company that could actually put them out of business and really create some financial havoc when they do these things? Is there any leeway on those?
Well, here's where I don't want to allude to the fact that they might be just unscrupulous and they might not have the integrity. But, you know, they, at the end of the day, I think a lot of these big corporations look at numbers and what they can do in fabrication. And if they got caught, what the liability would be. And so their risk is much greater or much less than the
wow.
reward.
Yep.
And so they operate that way. I would say Deutsche Bank clearly in the past has operated that way. They might not be operating that way now with a new CEO, John Cryan, in the office. But clearly you can't get into all the financial detriment that they've been through and all the fees that they've been hit from various different areas for being totally, in fact, be involved in fraud. They were admitted that they did do fraud. So Deutsche Bank, it definitely falls in that category, in my opinion. Hopefully they're moving away from that. That time will tell that. But if they keep going the route that they've been going through, that'll be another challenge for them to make it out of the woods.
Yeah, I look at that stuff and it just boggles my mind. Yeah, it helps when you have the mic on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I know that you know, some of this is boring. Your eyes glaze over, but it really isn't boring. Seriously. Look, if you don't have a whole bunch of money in the bank, if you want to have a bunch of money, you want to make the right investments, come back. We got so much after the break. I'm Joe, senior host. We'll see you on GCN Live to the real side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. I'm going to get right back to my guest, David Fisher, the CEO of Landmark Capital. Look, at you guys got to, again, with the way finance is going, with the way money's going and the economy, it's growing. Yeah, it's getting better. Jobs are getting better. You really need to know what to do with your money. You really need to know how to play it safe just in case. I want to get right back to my guest. David Fisher joins me, as he does every week. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, you know, we're talking about the finances, the things that are going on in your life, the things that affect the money you have under your pillow, buried in the backyard or in the bank. David, thanks for being with me today.
Well, you're very welcome, Joe. You know, the interesting thing that we were talking about is that the markets are going to go through some volatility. The Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, as well as gold, have been touching what you call on some technical support and resistance levels, which means that if they continue to go the direction past those support and resistance levels, we could see a major change in the environment in all these markets. But, you know, that's why there's some turbulence going on, and they're not determined to change the direction. That's why I can say confidently, not only the fundamentals are in place for growth in stocks, but the fundamentals are in place for growth in gold. The technicals are showing the same thing, but there's a little bit of movement that we could see. This thing could move, pull back in stocks and go up in gold. But it's not, you know, where we see a big disparity is what I'm trying to say. But I think we're going to have a status quo market so far.
Yeah, you know, we follow the quarters. We try to get information. I can't keep up with this stuff, man. I got to tell you something, because I notice that when we get the financial information at the end of the quarter, they're always readjusting. You know, you got to pay attention like 30 days out or even 15 days out where they readjust some of this stuff. You know, earlier in the year, you said that the stock market would slow down, especially if President Trump doesn't get his agendas through. I hate to say this because your head's going to swell, but again, you were right, as you were with the bank. What do you see going on in the second quarter?
Well, I don't think I need any bigger headphones. I'm going to say the same thing. Thank you for the compliment, Joe, though. I think we're going to see some similar things that we saw in the last month and a half in the second quarter. I don't think we're going to see the first part of the first quarter repeat itself unless something drastically changes like this. Let's say President Trump gets through the corporate tax cut that he wants. We don't have a government shutdown coming up at the end of the month. He gets a spending bill through. He gets a lot of the things that he campaigned on, and a lot of these challenging things that could come his way, he takes care of in a very simple way, and they go away. And we don't go to war with North Korea or into Syria at any major level. You're going to see the stock market possibly go back to what the rallying it did in January and early February. But I don't expect it because we have to have too many things to line up simultaneously for that. So, you know, expect a half a point to a percent move per month in the second quarter in paper markets, and something that or slightly greater in gold, because the first quarter numbers are real simple. Gold went up 8.8%, silver went up 12.9%, and the Dow went up 4.9%. So steel metals are outperforming the Dow by 2 and almost 3 to 1. I think you're going to continue to see this unless we see some massive agendas going through.
Well, you know, we're coming up on President Trump's 100th day. You know, it's really interesting to me when you talk about big corporations and CEOs get in at big corporations. Do we totally figure out how they're going to do in their first 100 days? Do we make a decision as to what's going on? I don't think so, and I think it's hilarious that we look at a president after his first 100 days and try to decide where he's going. But it's also the first day of what could be a government shutdown. And I have mixed feelings about shutting down the government. Anyway, give me some of your thoughts.
Well, if you and I started our careers in our industry that we do, in our first 100 days, it's going to be a bumpy road. That's to be established. And I think the media needs to give more accolades to President Trump than throw mud at his face. And so I think they just need to take a deep breath and let him do what he's been putting in place. But ironically, on the 100th day, that's the kind of the milepost. We could have a government shutdown. The Washington Times is talking about it, Associated Press, Reuters, CNBC. It's becoming mainstream media talking about this. And I at first it was like, what? This has nothing to do with the debt ceiling. This has everything to do with a short-term bill that was passed December 9th last year that the money's going to run out. We got to pass another short-term bill of spending to get us through to the annual budget where it comes out in September. So, but then, you know, we also have 4 months after that. So the Democrats would love to have a government shutdown. The Republicans are going to do everything they can to avoid that. But in this short-term spending bill that they're slightly arguing about, Mitch McConnell is very confident that the government's not going to shut down because he's the Republican side, the majority leader. Yet the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, has said that he's not going to pass this bill because he doesn't like the $30 billion of defense spending. He doesn't like the stripping the funding for Planned Parenthood in this bill, and he doesn't like the $1.5 billion funding to begin construction on the wall of the border there. So those three major things are the pork on the back of this, where there's added spending not to even put in what President Trump wants to do is a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill. This short-term spending bill is probably going to come up with a lot of argument. I think eventually at the end of the day they're going to pass something so we don't have a government shutdown. At least that's my hope. But they're not working very well together.
No, listen, if it was $50 billion for infrastructure, he'd be, I know it's going to be in the trillions, but he would be all for it, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's for military, and for some odd reason, these people love to cut. I've done real detailed stories around how certain political groups love to cut military spending. It's just amazing to me. Anyhow, if we're going to keep these markets moving forward, I mean, what do we really need to do? Everybody wants to put it on the Fed, but isn't the president? Doesn't the president really drive all of this? Can't he drive the Fed as to what decisions to make?
Well, in the past, we've had a lot of help in the markets going up from the Fed, and it really hasn't been the president. because the Fed did quantitative QE1, QE2, and 3. That was $4.5 trillion, or almost that, $4 trillion plus dollars of injection of capital into the marketplace through the creation of buying asset classes like treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. So currently, right now, the Fed's balance sheet is ballooned. I don't think they can, do anymore. In fact, they said that they're not going to. They're now been saying the last 6 months to a year that the government needs to live in its financial house, needs to get in order. They call it the fiscal.
All of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, go ahead.
but, President Trump is bringing leadership in what he wants to do and certainly still campaigning on what his campaign promises that got him elected, but he's hitting a lot of resistance. So this is where Congress is the one that's going to really dictate what happens into the economy and keeping the markets going. Because if they can't pass some of these simple things that even President Obama campaigned on, a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill 2 years ago, President Obama wanted, and Democrats were all for it then, now they don't want it. The country didn't get better in its infrastructure in the last 2 years. It's been degraded, evidenced by, what's happening in a major subway between Manhattan and New York, and also what's happening out in the dam out in California. So we need a spending bill. I don't like going into debt, but at some point we just need to fix some of the things. Otherwise, it's going to cause a bigger problem down the road.
Yep.
So this is the catch 22. I think all entities that you just listed, the president, Congress, and the Fed, should work hand in hand. And that's been kind of a challenge. They've kind of been at a triangle pulling every opposite of one another. So
you must believe
we'll see what happens.
You must believe in unicorns, too. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. Don't go far. Really, seriously, we'll finish up in the next after the next break. We're talking about finances. I don't care if you think you only have $10, which is not much to rub together. I'm telling you, you need to get informed. You need to get engaged with the stuff so you understand how to safeguard the money you have now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
One-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't call. Not answering. Anyway, you know, let's get right back to it. I want you to understand what's going on in the markets, what's going on with precious metals, and what's going on with your money. Seriously. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And no, David, don't tell me, because you can't win the coffee mug. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I won't tell you.
You're a friend of the show. You have to wait. So anyhow. Hey, listen, we finished up the last segment. We're talking about the Feds and how to get their balance sheet in order. But, you know, part of this, people don't realize that the reason the market was the way it was over the last 8 years is the Feds were propping up the market big time, right?
If you look at a chart and just typed in on Google, the Fed's balance sheet chart, you'll see the actual ballooning of the creation of money by the Fed three distinctive times. I mean, it's the first time it went straight up. So the second time it was a little bit, it still went up quite a bit. And the third time it was almost straight up. So encourage you, your listeners, to just Google that simple, the Fed's balance sheet chart. I talk for a living. You'll see what I'm talking about. The normal, prior to 2008, the Fed's balance sheet was averaged between the high of $900 billion, the low of $550 billion. We're $4.5 trillion. And in 2013, they called on the two guys that worked for the Fed, Mr. Sachs and Mr. Gagnon, who created the actual quantitative easing. They called on them post-QE3 to come up with a program to safely retract or dispose of the $4.5 trillion that the Fed created without causing massive inflation. And so I pulled out from the archives an article from the Wall Street Journal dated in 2013, December 12th, and the report that the Fed came out with, and they said that without new tools like the repo facility, the Fed might be forced to take financially destabilizing steps such as selling securities in its portfolio in a hurry. So let me put this into perspective, okay? When interest rates go up and the Fed is raising rates, they're holding, right now, the Fed is holding about $2.4 trillion in U.S. Treasuries. When rates go up, the value of the Treasury goes down. So they have a guaranteed loss, yet they know they have to raise rates because that's what the market and the environment is dictating. Wow. So no central bank likes to have a guaranteed loss. So they're trying to dispel of this $2.4 trillion in U.S. Treasury bills. They're the biggest buyer. They've become that in the last 7 years. So they're going to stop doing that? No, it's going to create the financial environment for supporting our overspending. We got to create another entity. They buy somewhere between $20 to $40 billion a month. They're rolling over the treasuries when they come due, buying new treasuries for long-term maturities. So their balance sheet is not shrinking, it's growing, just evidenced by continuing on rolling over to new treasuries. So they're trying to retract this money, and by their own admittance, they don't have a plan. And the articles came out recently that the path to monetary policy of normalization may be fraught with surprises and setbacks, according to U.S. News and other entities that are reporting that the Fed does not have a plan, and they admitted they don't have a plan to be able to do this. So this is going to cause pretty big inflation if they don't get this under control.
Yeah, I've always kind of joked around where this stuff just goes right past me, but I started picking up on this with you, you know, over the last couple of years. And, you know, I realize that now Trump is in, some of them may not be so pro-Trump, and I'm always concerned as to what they do and how they do, because they're not, you know, they're not governed really by our federal government to a big degree. As you were talking, you brought up one of the Goldman Sachs names, and everybody complains about President Trump putting one. I don't know who it is. Somebody who was. I don't know if they were CEO or whatever, but they were very much involved with Goldman Sachs. You know, putting them on his team, and I'm saying to myself, why wouldn't you want? Is it a bad thing to have somebody who understands how the market works, who really understands how finances work at the presidential level, at the executive staff level?
Well, certainly you want that. But the problem is that in the past, these big financial institutions have been self-serving before they helped out the public. And so the public, the medium, the middle class, for the most part, has been the one that has taken it on the shorts. And that's the biggest voting segment of our country. And this is why people say they don't like those household names like you just mentioned. So they want to see when is it going to be their time when the government's going to actually look out for them. So that's what I think Trump's trying to do with growing the economy, because it will help definitely the middle class.
Yeah, I've always said, and I hear what you're saying, but we always put these people on these committees. We put these people, in as secretary ofs, and they're politicals for all intents and purposes. They have some experience in that field. But again, I want people who have
either been successful or really understand, you know, what's going on in the economy, what drives the economy, what helps create jobs for all intents and purposes. You know?
I think the easiest way of understanding, Joe, if you and I had to go under open heart surgery, I'm not going to go to my dentist or somebody that just graduated from medical school. I want the best. I'm willing to pay for the best. That's what you have insurance for. Somebody who's done this over and over and over and been successful, and that lots of people are lived to tell the story that he worked on me or she worked on me, and I survived, and here's why. That's who we want, yep. And that's what we need, financial leaders, to fix the financial, so we don't have a financial calamity. But the political side is definitely pushing back on that.
Yeah, you know what? It's the two areas where I want old, gray-haired men is my doctors and my pilots. Okay, you get what I'm saying? So that's where I want them, very seasoned, very experienced. So overall, with everything that's going on in the economy now and where you see things moving in the future, because like I said, you've been right on with Deutsche Bank and with the market and with gold prices and what have you. What does this all mean for precious metals?
Well, I think precious metals is just in the beginnings of a long-term bull market, like I said earlier this year, and now it's being confirmed with the things that we've already seen in the first quarter. I don't think the second and the third quarter we're going to see an abrupt change in the debt or any movements in the government. So expect a bull market in gold and silver, and stocks are going to do well. Diversify. But if they keep raising rates like the Fed wants to, it's going to even cause more upward pressure to gold. In fact, two technical guys got on financial news recently and said if gold breaks above 1260, we're at 1245-ish today, $1,300 gold has become very quickly the norm. In fact, UBS just came out saying $1,300 an ounce is the average price of gold for 2017. So a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork or saying get involved in gold. And usually when the financial news is negative about gold, it goes down. When they're positive about gold, it goes up. And they're talking about the positive movement of gold now.
Oh, okay. So gold and precious metals may work out better for you. You know, people, we've talked about the bail-in a million times on the show, but there's still people going, what the heck is a bail-in? Why don't you tell people what a bail-in is all about and how it's actually already kind of been played out or worked out in Europe?
Well, it's happened in 8 countries in Europe and the 9 countries total globally. Argentina was the other country. It's when they didn't have enough money to get out of their financial structure to pay down their debt, to make payment on their financial obligations. Somebody had to come to the rescue. Nobody did. So they went internal into their citizens' bank accounts and retirements and pensions. They bailed in because they didn't get a bail out. So that's what has happened in 9 countries in the last 5 years, and in this report I put together documents a lot of this, but our country has moved towards that blueprint and has passed laws and put together agencies, and existing agencies have already chimed in and helped putting the pieces of this puzzle to create the clear picture that this is the backstop that our country is definitely has in place, that if the Fed can't bail the thing out next time, or the government can't, the next financial challenge we face, and we will face another one, we're not immune from it. This time, the laws and the environment shows that they're going to go into citizens' bank accounts and retirements. And so this report that I put together has all the details of it. A lot of it came from a Fox News report in depth about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was rather alarming when I was reading this. So I document a lot of...
So look, here's how it works. Like I keep telling you, I love running long. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, and you'll get some information from him, you can check out with the podcast later on, because the rest of the information is there. Or you can call them direct, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, to learn so much more. Coming up the next hour, look, if you're on Facebook, I can't do anything about it. I don't make the rules, but you need to reset at the top of the hour. Okay, it's that simple. We're going to talk about a California school who's replacing mirrors in the girls' bathrooms with signs of affirmation. Because, I don't know, we don't want them to feel bad. Also, a college professor or president that rejected safe spaces, they're trying to get him to resign now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.